We're going to study from the Svasemes Parshas Torah. We're going to go first to Shnas Tuf Reish Mem Zayin on page 105 in these editions of the Svasemes, and then we'll get to the very beginning of the Svasemes on Paro Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph. So first let's look at Shnas Tuf Reish Mem Zayin. Kavu Chazal established for us, it's in the Gemara and Megillah, Likrois Parshas Torah Kodem Nisim, to read Parshas Para before Chodesh Nisan. Because, Rashi there explains, we have to become Tahor in order to be Eilu Regel, to bring the Korban Pesach. So the preparation for Korban Pesach, which requires Tahara, requires being sprinkled with the Mechatos, the water, Mayim Chayim, that has in it this ashes of a paradum of a red heifer, prepared in the most holy, special way. Ki kamoi sheyored benisin hischadshos lebnei Yisrael. After Parah, we're going to read hachidush hazelachem, which means that chidush, renewal, is promised to us. This nisim is going to be a whole new time, a whole new life. A whole new yid, every yid has a gulula. The neshama is freed and given a whole new vista of opportunity. That's the chiddush that comes to all of us with hachiddush zelachem. Chiddush nisn is this time of hischadshos levnei Yisrael. But how do you prepare for hischadshos? How do you merit hischadshos? So he says, "K'moy kein yerid mikaydem tahara lenafshos bnei Yisrael." But notice how he doesn't just say that we have to work on it, which we do. He actually says, "Yerid mikaydem tahara lenafshos bnei Yisrael." Tahara comes to us. If you want it, you know what it is, and you seek it, Tahara comes to us now. This Shabbos, we become Tahar. Because, yeah, but isn't it the case? The Gemara in Shabbos says, Habo l'Tahir, and elsewhere, he says it point blank, the Svasemes. It's based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Habo l'Tahir, Messiah Noisai. You want to become tar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. This is the Shabbos. This is the time when we can begin to become tar. And then if you have tahara, now you're ready for renewal. What do you do? You take something that needs to be refurbished. And it needs to be redone. It needs to be cleaned. And it needs to be entirely buffed and polished and shined. Do you start to apply the polish when there's still rust on the outside? Or first you take some sandpaper and you see, you know, let's get a little bit of the chaluda off. Let's get some of the rust off. Hopefully under the rust there's enough good metal that you can still, you know, put on a primer and a paint. Huh? So first comes tahara. Now we're going to talk about what the substance of tahara is. Because tahara doesn't just mean, you know, cleanse from or purge the negative. Well, see, Tara is very much a positive concept. Very much a positive concept. We'll see. But what he now says is that we have the opportunity for Taharis HaNefesh this Shabbos. Ki hakol me'ito yisbarach. Tahara, like any other gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is something, if we want it, if we know how to bring it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide it. Ki hakol, everything is me'ita yisbarach. And by the way, when we talk about saying, you know, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's going to explain, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu this time of year, specifically. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to bring a Korban Pesach, and I want everybody in Klal Yisrael to have a kezayis of a Pesach, everybody has to have a kesayis. And that means everybody has to be tall. You can't have a kazayas of a Pesach unless you're tahor. So what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying? I want you all to prepare with tahara to have a Pesach. So then we have to be tahor. Then we can have the hiskachus that comes with the geula, which comes with doing the mitzvahs of Pesach, which is to eat a kazayas of a Pesach. Ubayamim elu shekol b'nei Yisrael tiharu atzmam koydim havoas karban Pesach. We know that these are the days when everybody was rushing to find who's going to sprinkle. Where's the kohen? I need to become tahor. Everybody was becoming tahor these days before bringing the Pesach. Therefore, misugolim hayamim be'atzmam. It's the nature of these days, this time of year, they're a misugol. This is the time of year when a person can become tahor. A person can have an attainment of a purity and therefore a hischatshus that is not possible in Shvat. It's not possible even with a simcha of Adar. It's not possible in Mar Cheshvan. It's Nisan and before Nisan. Parsha Zushal Din Taharas Meis. He says, and if it's all about the Torah, sit and learn, you know, Mishnah's Parah. Yeah, learn Mishnah's Parah. And listen carefully to the reading on Shabbos morning. Hamayagi imbo, working hard to learn the Torah of Parah Aduma and of Tumah and Tahara, yechol in lovei l'tahara. You know, in Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Tes, not in front of us, in a different year, he said, Iker ha-tahara hu b'koyach ha-tahara. Iker ha-tahara hu b'koyach ha-tahara. In Cain, Iker ha-tahara yesh gam ato b'kriyas parshazu. Tahara is gained by Torah. Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashrechim Yisrael, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaharas. Ma mikveh metaharas hatmeim kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu metahar es Yisrael. What is that? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metahar es Yisrael? What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metahar es Yisrael? You think it's just magic? It is, but we do nothing? We attach ourselves to His Torah. You jump into a sugya and you do it with Yiras Shemayim. That's as good as getting yourself all wet in a mikvah. That's how you become a yid with tahara, learning Torah with a sense of this is it. I'm steeped in this Torah. It surrounds me and envelops me. It therefore redefines me. It redefines my whole being, my whole identity. Of course, and now tahara. If I am one with my Torah, so then there's nothing not clinging about me.
It's funny because all the yeshivas have offered shlodish nisan.
Okay. I was thinking, shkoyach. Rav Siegel was mentioning the paradox.
Totally
paradox is that everybody's getting ready now to not learn all three sdarim. I don't even know what to answer. But that's why you have so much emphasis by the Rosh Yeshiva who's saying, no, you know, the menazman means you have to do the mitzvahs and prepare for Yom Tov. But you're involved in Torah. What he says there, he says that's the in Tofrei Shlame test. He says it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Tehillim Yud Beis, Imrois Hashem, Imrois Tehiros. So if Hashem says Zois Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Leima, Daber Al Bnei Yisrael V'Yikle Lecha Para Aduma, that's Torah. And that Torah about Tahara, for sure, if you study that Torah, Lishma, it's going to be a metahar for us Tmeyim. Let's continue. Parshazu shall din taras meis, hamayagim bo yechel novi l'tahara, uksiv. It says, and we're going to read it, it's the Haftarah, v'zerak deleichem mayim tahirim u'tahartem. So, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring tahara to us. That's what it says in the pasuk. V'zarachti aleichem mayim tahirim tahartem. Habol l'tahir, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm metahir you. We're going to have the geula again in Nissan. Now he says a fantastic idea. We have to absorb it. It's not that hard to grasp. If the geula to come is going to be in Nissan, that means that Nissan, even now, already has that power vested in it. It's the nature of Nissan. Memela bevadai mikaydem hageula yiten Hashem yisbarach ruach tahara b'libos b'nei Yisrael. If Nissan is the time when we're going to have geula, that means that Nissan is the time for tahara. Now you're going to ask, but what happens? What happens if chalila this Nissan we still don't have geula? God forbid, we still end up looking at Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Mashiach has not yet come. Does that mean that the tahara possibility wasn't with us? No. The tahara is because in geula we will have everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us. And since it's promised to us for Nisan, Nisan has that power. Even if it doesn't happen, this Nisan, haba aleinu l'tayva, chalila, even if, God forbid, it doesn't happen. But Nisan has that power. Just like Moshe Shana has the power for us to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yom Kippur every year has the power for us to seek and then be granted forgiveness, Nisan has the power of Geula. Whether it ultimately pans out with the Geula Shalema this year or not, we have to understand, we're celebrating the Geula of Mitzrayim and the Geula HaAsida. We're celebrating the Geula HaAsida. Because Am Yisrael by its nature is a people who are free. And ever since Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we have been and will continue to be free to be Hashem's people only. Avodai, and not Avodim L'Avodim. That we celebrate. The height, the zenith of that being free will come with the Geula HaAsida, Nir Hashem. That's what Nisan is. L'chein v'shukolam el ha'yomim shehoya behem ha'tahara. Just as these are days when Yidden, millions of Yidden became Torah, and millions of Yidden flocked, like it says in the, it's a beautiful description in the Haftarah, the Shabbos, Tzoyin Kodeshim, Klal Yisrael coming, thousands and thousands of people marching up to Har Habayis, the holy Tzoyin, Hashem's holy flocks. So just as that happened, it's going to be again. And it is now. Just like there will be tahara, it's possible limtzu behem gam ata leiv tahar. We now have an opportunity in these days, preparing for Pesach, particularly now, coming to this Shabbos, to be matar ourselves, to achieve this tahara. We'll talk more about what that is. First of all, already we see, and we read from Tafrei Shlama Tes, it means learning Torah. It means jumping into the mikveh that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And connecting with it, and surrounding ourselves with it, and identifying with it to such an extent that I'm nothing else but a part of it, it's a part of me. To such an extent that that's defining who I am and what I am. So of course I'm Torah. So in a number of places he discusses ki kol inyane hakdusha nishar mehem brocha le'achareha. Anything that was kadosh, its effect remains forever. Any time that's kadosh, its effect remains forever. He says it in the following words. Pesach, Tofresh, Memzayin. Ukemoy, no, you're not going to see it, I'll read it to you. Ukemoy, shenim ne beis hamikdash be'emtza ha'oilom. The position of the beis hamikdash is tabur ha'aretz, you know, it's Yisrael, it's the middle of the world. It's not just the Middle East, it's literally the middle of the world. Everything surrounds, and as we know, seems to revolve around Eretz Yisrael and what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. So the beis hamikdash is there because Limshech HaKedusha, so that Kedusha is drawn to the whole world, from the Beis HaMikdash to the entire globe. L'chol hatzdodin. He says, k'mo kein bazman, same in terms of time. Shehayamim shehoya beis hamikdosh. In those days when there was a mikdash kayim, hayakiyum kol hazmanim. That gives support to the holiness in time for the times before the Beis HaMikdash and the times after the Beis HaMikdash. You know what he says? I don't remember exactly where. When Avraham Avinu was pursuing the kings in the Battle of the Kings and he beat them, it says that he pursued them ad dun. Only so far as dun. Why only till dun? Because of Avodah Zarah. Because of Pesel Micha, possessed in amongst Shevet Dan, which weakened him. Wait a minute, it's got to be, I don't know, how many years before? How many generations? Hundreds and hundreds of years before Pesel Micha. And yet, what's going to happen is... brings about a certain weakness to what Avraham Avinu is trying to accomplish then. Now the answer is, because in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the reality, time is what we experience. But in the reality that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no thing as time. It's already a weakness. Says the Sfasemis, Kal V'chemer, Meruba Midatayva Mimidas Paranius. So that means when you have a Beis HaMikdash and you bring a carbon and you have the Tahara that Yidden had for the hundreds of years when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, those days were now made powerful. Forever. Forever. That's what he means here when he says that there's a Kedusha, Kol Inyani Kedusha, Nisha Mehem Bracha, La'achareha, V'lefaneha. Elsewhere he says, that's why Dovid HaMelech, before there's a Beis HaMikdash, Samachti ba'omrim li Beis Hashem Nelech. You ever wonder, one second, David HaMelech says, Samachti, I'm so happy, there's so much joy, there's so much Kedusha, we're going to the Beis HaMikdash. Hello, David, there's no Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, of course it's not yet, but there's going to be and they're going to go. So the Kedusha and the effect and the Zuchus that there's going to be is already now. Samachti ba'omrim li Beis Hashem Nelech. So the tahara that we're going to achieve now, it's the tahara me'ain, like the tahara that the holiest Yidden had when they came to the Beis HaMikdash to be partaking of and to be offering up their Korban Pesach. Meheri Yabonai HaMikdash will do it as well. Meanwhile, if Chalila we can't this year, we're going to achieve this tahara. We are to come and listen to it and learn all about the Parah Aduma and steep ourselves in Torah, which is the mikveh that's Metaharas Yisrael. Let's learn a little bit more now deeply about what this Tahara is, what's it made up of. Let's look at the beginning of Parshas Parah in the Sfasemes, the first year, Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, on the other side of this page 97 in these editions of the Sfasemes, Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph. Adonini Avi Zikni, Zechrenu Levracha, Chedush Yerim, Higid, the Parshas Parah, Shemitaher Metumas Meis, I mean, what is ultimately the problem that causes death? Separation from the neshama. Where does that neshama come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama is of that holiness that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the neshama is by definition. So it's the histalkus, it's the departure of the chiyus hapnimius, of that essential nekuda that's holy and indestructible. But when it leaves the body goes limp and passes away. The body no longer has life in it. What does life come from? Life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a gift that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a neshama. What is the neshama? The neshama is a shtik gut. Neshama is shenasatabi tahayri. And that's what we are restoring. What we restore when we come to Parshas Parah is Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahirahi. And we're going to spread Tahara from that Nekubla, from that Pitala inside of us to our whole being. V'ha'etzo lihiyaz batel ka'afer v'efer. Why is it that the Parah Aduma has to be burnt in ashes, and then you take the ashes and you put them on Mayim Chayim, which is virtually the opposite of ashes. Ashes means it's destroyed. Mayim Chayim means it's coming up, bubbling up from the ground, and represents the source of life itself. And then that you sprinkle on somebody who's tamei. Because what we're saying is you have to become like Afar V'Efer. Take all the shtuyot in life and go back to the Nekuda of Chiyus instead. Take it all, one's ego and one's great plans and what you think's important and what's wasting your time and it's endless. And recognize that, just turn it, at least, not physically, but at least emotionally / spiritually, turn it into Afar V'Efer. And then, Yatar. And let, instead, the pure neshama in you expand and fill up all the space that used to be taken up by everything which you've now turned instead into ashes. You know, again, this idea of how things go back, they go back to very, very primal sources.
So, question.
There's a great forefather who said, V'anochi afar v'efer. Stood arguing before God, and he says, I'm dust but ashes. Anochi afar v'efer. Who was that? Avraham Avinu. Says the Medrash, not an obscure Medrash, Medrash Rabbah says, because Avraham Avinu said, V'anochi afar v'efer, I'm giving your children the possibility of Tahara through Efer Para Aduma. I'm giving you, because you said and consider yourself Afar V'Efer, I'm giving your children Tahara through the Para Aduma. Now, do you think this is just, you know, like a Gzeir Shava? You know, without any sense and meaning. Yeah. Ashes here, ashes there, put them together. Oh, obviously, connection. Yeah, what's the connection? Because of Avraham Avinu's Mevatel himself and said, Anoichi Afar V'Efer, I'm nothing. You, Hashem, are everything. That's why I'm giving you the Parah Aduma, because that's how you become Tahar. I am nothing. You, Hashem, are everything. That's what the Parah Aduma burning up and then being sprinkled on someone who experienced being too close to Misa. That's when you have Chayim. That's when you're free of the effect of Misa. That's when you're given new life and a whole attachment to Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, real life, Chiyus. The Chiyus that you're going to gain is because you take what you should not necessarily cling onto and throw it into the fire. That's V'anochi Afar V'Efer. Because what are you putting instead? Your Mevatel Afar V'Efer of your life. El Chiyus Hashem Yisbarach. Your Mevatel the Afar and Efer. And you negate it. And you completely negate and subjugate any remaining facet of what you do to the Chiyus, to the real life. That is the neshama hatahira, and developing it and growing it. Ulekach parshas chodesh achakach, and that's why parshas chodesh comes after Parah, because you can't have hischachus, which is what he explained earlier, as we mentioned from Tafresh Mem Zayin. Hischachus comes after tahara. You can have renewal first, clean up. But again, it's important to understand clean up doesn't just mean from chatoyim. Clean up means cause the real chiyus, the real life of Torah and Avodah, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to inhabit your being. That's what Tahara is. Tahara is that, not an empty space. Tahara doesn't mean I evacuate all the foolishness. That's step one. That's the Efer. That's the ashes of the Parah Aduma. But what happens next? There's Mayim Chayim. It's not just the ashes, but there's also Mayim Chayim that gets sprinkled on. Because the Makom, where you've thrown away all those ashes, you fill it with the Chiyus of Hashem Yisbarach.
So I'm trying to understand the Ofen Efer. Is that physicality? That's your mentality? It's thinking
and caring about oneself in some selfish way.
So it's the mentality.
It's a mentality.
Okay.
It's not just caring about things, but caring about oneself. There's another expression in Hasidus called Yeshus. Yud Shin Vav Saf. Yeshut. Meaning there is. There's me, there's what I want, there's my... And then there's something else called Ayin, which is from Hashem. Ein Od Milvado. Now, in the next piece, I'm going to speak it out because we're running out of time. In the next part, on the Medrash, talking about the Paskini of Miyit and Tarim Tameh, he points out that the Torah begins this Parsha, Zois Chukas HaTorah. And there's a fascinating concept of what Zeus means. We know from Yom Kippur also, Zeus Yavai, Aaron Elakodesh, we know that Zeus is a very special word. There's a Zohar HaKadosh in Hazinu, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Zeus is what solves our problems. It's the Shekhinah with us. When you have Zeus, what does Zeus mean? What does Zeus mean? What does Zeus mean? Answer me. Simply. This. What is the one this that matters? So on that pasuk of Afgam Zeus says the Zohar in Hazinu, Afgam Zeus imhoim mishtak. Zeus, which is the Shechina, in spite of everything that we've done wrong, with all the tumah, Zeus is still with us. So therefore, here he says again in the name of the Chiddush Yerim, he says, Malchus Shemayim is called Zeus. Why? Shekol ma sheyesh davar hoyve. Anything that is and that's important is what? The Shekhinah, Zeus. And then he goes on and says a fascinating thing. This paraduma, what is it mechapa for? Which terrible aveira that we once did? The Egel Azov. What does it say about the Egel Azov? Eila Elohecha Yisrael. What does Eila mean? These are. What's the biggest difference between Eila and Zeus? Eila means, you have this, you have some other things, there's something else that matters, that counts, that I care about. Zeus is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Zeus is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly. That's it, exactly. Behu hefech, he says, Mashanema be'egel, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. So what we're doing by clearing out all of that which we are turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything else that we are turning into Afer Ve'efer, that we are mevatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mevatel to Hashem Yisbarach and Chiyus Hashem Yisbarach, means we're taking away from all of that which we might in our lives say, Eila, this is important, and this is important, as Chalila, like the way Yidden did when they said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. And we're restoring what it says here by Paraduma, Zeus Chukas HaTorah. We're restoring that purity of saying, nothing inhabits the important places in my being, but the Shekhinah itself, but my closeness with, and my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehuda Yisbarach.